This is KUT. Next week, the City of Austin is set to release the first draft of Code Next, a much-awaited overhaul of the Land Development Code. These rules govern everything from transportation to how neighborhoods look. But as the changes roll in, some city leaders worry Austin's affordable housing may be at risk. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
A key component of Code Next is making Austin more compact and connected. That means encouraging denser development along transit corridors and trying to reduce our reliance on cars. Now, we have yet to learn exactly how the code is going to change, but Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo wants to make sure it doesn't incentivize the demolition of existing affordable housing. On Tuesday, Tovo outlined a resolution to track the number of affordable homes the city is losing through demolitions. But newly elected Councilmember Jimmy Flanagan, who represents District 6, questioned whether some of those older homes are really affordable. Flanagan says if those structures aren't demolished, they often require costly maintenance work before someone new can move in.
If it's now uninhabitable, is the current price of that really representing an affordable unit?
Tovo says it's unclear how city staff reports could, quote, get to that level of precision, but she's open to exploring ways of tracking that data.
Some of what is affordable, non-subsidized affordable housing in this city is also substandard housing, and I certainly don't want to, I think that's worth recognizing because, of course, we want people to live in safe, healthy housing and not pay low rents because they're living in unsafe conditions.
Tovo's resolution cites a 2014 study by the advocacy group Housing Works, which found that the vast majority of Austin's affordable units, 62,000, are privately owned. Only 18,500 are publicly subsidized. Her resolution encourages retaining those privately held units that don't require upkeep or supervision by the city. District 4 Councilmember Greg Kassar plans to offer an amendment to the resolution at today's meeting. Along with demolitions, he wants city staff to report on the number of affordable units that Austin is gaining.
What's the balance there? So that we aren't just looking at one part of the affordable housing pipe, but looking at both at once. So I want to know essentially the whole equation and not just part of it.
Council members are set to take up the resolution at their meeting today. The first draft of Code Next is set to be released February 1st. Saida Hassan, KUT News.